The following telephone recordings were made by Dave Bell and Evan Dorbell in August 1976. This narration was done in 2007. Colonial Beach, Virginia has a step-by-step, in the midst of the Tidewater Telephone Company, a very cool little independent in eastern Virginia. It had special significance because Dave and I, on this phone trip, had been through an entire peninsula of Virginia and had not found a single phone that we could make a good tape from. There were all these independent phones, mostly automatic electric. None of them could be recorded from using our pickup coil, which was magnetic, that we used to make these high-quality recordings. But Colonial Beach did have one payphone, not near the town, not on an especially good line. But this one payphone was Northern Electric, and those earpieces are recordable, so we could make a good tape. This program has the recordings from that phone and also a phone that we found later as we were leaving the entire area. The first unique thing about this phone company we noticed was that the code for the local operator was 01. The instruction card on the payphone did refer to this, although occasionally it also said just dial 0.
For emergencies and long distance, it says dial 01. For assistance, it says dial 0. And for directory assistance, it says dial 102.
Let's dial 102, see how that works.
Directory assistance?
I got you by mistake. I'll call again. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Interesting. You know, the digit 1 doesn't do anything, it just absorbs. So all you really would have to dial is 02 to get directory assistance. The 1 is not necessary. The 0 goes into a carrier trunk to the Warsaw office, which is also a step, but there's a selector there. The 1 on that selector goes to the operator, the 2 goes to directory assistance. We'll get back to that selector in Warsaw that has the operators and the service codes on it in a minute. But let's try dialing 1-1 from this Colonial Beach office, because 1 was absorbed. Let's try 1-1. The first one is absorbed, and on the second one, you cut into a trunk that gives you this high-pitched tone. I think I know what it is. Probably it's a dial speed test. These independent steps almost always have them. You get a tone, and then you dial a 0, and then depending upon the speed of your physical rotary dial, it will beep at you. If it gives 2 beeps, your dial is the right speed. But 1 beep means your dial's too slow, 3 beeps means your dial is too fast. Let me call it again, and then I'll dial 0. Now I'm going to try to speed up and slow down the dial so that we can get all of the signals, 1 beep, 2 beeps, and 3 beeps, during the course of the call. To get into the test line this time, we're dialing some other absorbed digit, and then a 1. Now that is probably unique, a step that has the dial speed test on the 1 level. That's really amazing. Usually 1, of course, goes right to the toll trunk, but here they've put the toll trunk onto the 0 level. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's try calling something in the local area. How about a local intra-office call here? Let's dial the number of our own payphone to get the local busy signal. Here's a number in Colonial Beach that goes to a supervision test. Colonial Beach has a vacant level recording. Actually, it has two. Why? I don't know. But here's one, and then the other. Or actually, I should say, here's one, and then the other.
The number you have reached in Colonial Beach, Virginia, is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. Number you have reached in Colonial Beach, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Colonial Beach, Virginia is not in service. The number you have reached in Colonial Beach, Virginia is...
We were resetting the trunk there. Every time you flash or dial on top of the recording, it goes back to the ring. And then when the recording gets around to the beginning, you start hearing the recording again. Well, let's get back to that Warsaw selector on the zero trunk and dial 03.
Repair service.
Oh, repair service?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I got you by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, let's try 104. Now, on this call, you'll hear some crosstalk from the trunk that's kind of cool. And I'll end up dialing some more digits, and we'll see what happens.
My number?
Are you calling from payphone, sir?
Yes, I am.
So to dial long distance on a payphone, you will have to go through the operator.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Cool. Whoops, wrong decade. Far out. But weird. What kind of a toll access code is 104? Let's try 105.
Thank you.
hand, please?
224-5399.
Sir, you calling from the payphone?
Yes, I am.
This is, you can't dial direct from payphone. You have to place your call with the operator.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It turns out that 104 through 100 all were working toll access codes. The official one, I think, was 100. Now here they prevent DDD from coin phones by having the operator hear a class of service tone when she answers. It is triggered by the operator answering herself, and unlike in King George, there's no way around the restriction. So to get the sound of this Warsaw step tandem going to toll on tape for posterity, I'm going to do something I hate, really hate doing. Human engineering. You know, I was a pretty good phone freak, but human engineering was just not my thing. Ah, well, but it's for a good cause, and I'm not even making a completed call anyway. I'm calling a test line, which flashes over and over, and we'll see how the equipment handles that.
Testing. Do you show coin class of service?
Pardon?
Are you showing coin class of service?
I heard the sound, sir.
Could you punch 224-5299, please?
224, what else?
5299.
Was worth it. There are two things about this that are kind of cool. The first is that the trunk from Warsaw back to here, Colonial Beach, goes off hook first when the operator answers, triggering this class of service tone. And then when she gets through keying the number, it goes back on hook. You can then hear a sender in the Warsaw step tandem dialing the number out to the Richmond 4A. And when the test line in New York starts flashing, and this is the other cool thing about it, the Warsaw CAMA system actually conveys the supervision all the way back to this office. And of course, every time there's an off-hook on this trunk from the coin phone, it triggers that class of service tone again. So you have this local class of service tone here beeping along with the test line that's flashing in New York. Finally, the Warsaw tandem gets upset about the flashes and just cuts us off. Because it knew that was not a normal call. So, no harm done, no bill produced. Let's dial 100 and listen to that really cool crosstalk. Because you can hear some of the ingredients of other calls being dialed through this. You don't hear any voices, but you do hear the operator ring, the operator cue tone, and strangely, there is even some clicks that appear to be associated with the operator keying the number. That's the weirdest part. Independent step-by-step offices have a thing in them called a callback circuit. Actually, that's my name for it. I don't know what the phone company calls it. What makes the callback circuit necessary is the fact that there are party line subscribers, that is, multiple subscribers sharing the same phone line with different phone numbers, and they need to be able to call each other. Well, if you pick up a phone and you dial the number of one of the other people that is on your phone line, their number is going to be busy, and you will not be able to reach them that way. But the callback circuit makes it possible to ring their phone even though they are on your line. You dial a prefix, in this office it is 6, followed by the telephone number of the person on your party line that you want to reach. You then get a busy signal, then you hang up, and the person's phone rings. When they pick up, they hear a special ticking tone, and then later you pick up and talk to them. This circuit can be used to ring your own phone. You just dial your own number, hang up on the busy, and then answer it, and you'll hear the ticking tone yourself. Let's do that from this payphone. The particular ring phase we get here has a technical defect. When I pick up the phone, the ring won't trip immediately. You will hear a hum for a little while, and then when the next ring cycle gets around, it will then trip the ring and we'll hear the ticking tone. The way the callback circuit works is that when you dial 6, you are then connected to another switching train, which is really sort of like getting a dial tone all over again, except you're doing it through the callback circuit. It lets you dial the first 6 digits of the number, and the call actually starts to go through. When you get to the 7th digit, however, it interrupts that, doesn't let it reach the actual switching train you're dialing out on, and it waits for you to hang up. After you've hung up, then it repeats your last digit, and at that point, the call goes through. So it enables you to create this incoming call to yourself. Now, because the call is actually going through until you get to the 7th digit, there are some cool things that can be done with callback circuits. The Gettysburg Luray South Hill tape is the one that best demonstrates this, and most of the cool things done there don't work here, but one thing we can do is make a local call go through early, so that it's already ringing before we've dialed the whole 7-digit number, and then superimpose a busy signal on top of the ringing phone line. See, the local prefix here is 224. The 2s are not necessary to dial. You can make the call go through by just dialing the last 5 digits. So if we dial 6 for the callback circuit, and then just the last 5 digits of a local number, that local number will start ringing. We can then dial 2 more digits, and that'll get the callback circuit to put its busy signal tone on the line, which is normally just a signal for the subscriber to hang up, but what this will do is it'll give us the ring with the busy signal superimposed. This next call, Dave is dialing something into the callback circuit. I'm not sure what it is, but he gets a reorder on the 6th digit, and then when he dials one more, the busy gets superimposed over the reorder. Two offices that we haven't tried calling to. They are local from here. One of them is 493. Let's try calling it. Oh wow, I dialed 49 and listened to this. This is the sound of one of my favorite carrier systems, probably the open wire carrier, possibly N1 carrier. Either way, I love this stuff. They use a 3700 Hz tone for answer supervision, and that's actually what's responsible for this howl we hear in the background. Actually, this is more of a howl plus hum. Let me use something to filter the hum out here. There we go. Just a very hummy trunk, but what's left here, this is the carrier sound. That is how the 3700 Hz tone on an adjacent channel, which happens to be idle and or on hook at the moment, sounds when it bleeds over into this one. It gets inverted down to a regular audio frequency somewhere in the 5 to 700 Hz range. This one's about 581. Anyway, let me take the filter off. This is what the trunk really sounded like, hum plus howl. Now let's dial the third digit of the office code, 3, and then I'll dial a 1, which I expect will be a vacant level.
The number you have reached in Charles, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Charles, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
Now let's call an actual ringing number in 493. Ah, cool. The trunk starts to go into oscillation every time we dial a digit, and then something about the amplification being used on this trunk makes the oscillation decay away in this very organic sounding way. Wow. This is obviously a different trunk than the one we got last time. I'll filter out the hum for a second and you'll hear how this trunk sounds, which is a little bit more like the N1 carrier that I know from the New York City area. Okay, I'll take the filter off and continue dialing. Let's dial a Montrose supervision test. This trunk is like the first one we got, primitive sounding. Okay, let's call the soup test again and try to get that other trunk. There we go, we're on this trunk again, the one that sounds like N1 carrier. On some of those calls, I filtered the tape temporarily to get the hum out so you could hear the carrier noise behind it. That won't be necessary here, as we call the other local office, 472. Let's dial 47. This one doesn't hum very much. Let's try dialing a zero, see if anything happens. Nothing happened. I'll dial another zero. Okay, now a one.
Recording. The number you have reached in Hague, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
As soon as we dial 47, we're connected to the Hague office, whatever it is. It is not a step. Doesn't make any step noises, doesn't behave like a step. Here's a busy number followed by a ringing number. This time we're just going to dial 47 and let it time out. We know it's going to because this is not a step. Therefore, there is some piece of common control equipment, some sort of an incoming register to receive the digits being dialed. And that piece of equipment can't be tied up indefinitely. So in a few seconds, we're going to have to get a reorder, I would think. Cool, well, sounds like the reorder and the busy signal are sort of tangled up together there. Now that last trunk is not the same one as the one we got the first time, so let's try calling the Hague recording again, this time getting that last trunk again, and I'll dial a complete 472 number this time instead of 47001.
Number you have reached in Hague, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Hague, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you reached in Hague, Virginia is service or has been changed.
Ah, that is good stuff. Glad I've got that on tape. Chances are we've just recorded several different samples of the open wire carrier they're using, or it could be that some are open wire and some are N1 carrier going over cable. But in any event, there was more than one carrier sound there. I've been told that there are some types of open wire carrier that use 3700 but don't use companding, and that first trunk we got to Montrose sounded as if it fits that description. But unfortunately, there are just enough tapes and just enough information to know that we can't be sure. Hate that. Anyway, at this point, Dave and I don't actually know what type of office that is in Hague. We've never encountered anything like it before. And fortunately, we actually did find a recordable phone in Hague. It turned out to be an NX2, first time we'd ever seen one. Now, before we leave Colonial Beach, let's just dial 100 one more time, listen to some of that great crosstalk, and let it time out. The next thing Dave and I did was to go over to Hague and see what we could find, and we actually did find a recordable phone there. NX2s are kind of unique, but they're not as interesting as NX1s because they don't have storing and sending. They are a crossbar office that pretty much acts like a small step. So let's go listen to an NX2. However, as your tour guide, I think we should not go to Hague quite yet, because Hague has some of the same things in it as we were just hearing here from Colonial Beach. And I think it would be better to have some variety. So let's go to the other NX2 that I did record in the Tidewater area, in a town called Ladysmith. This is an NX2 that sounds a little more typical. The Hague one had a funny dial tone. We'll get to that in the last part of this five-part series. Anyway, the Ladysmith NX2 is next.